According to unnamed past and current officials at the EPA, that agency plans to change the way it calculates the health risks of air pollution, which in turn would help justify the Trump administration's goal of rolling back an Obama-era climate change rule. The New York Times is reporting that the agency's new math equation would calculate fewer predicted deaths related to air pollution, and that in turn could justify fewer restrictions on polluters. Let's bring in Eric Schaefer. He's head of the Environmental Integrity Project. That's an environmental nonprofit group. He's also a former enforcement official with the EPA. And Eric, your reaction when you read about this proposed change?
I don't like it. I think it's a case where the administration wants to get to an endpoint, which is relaxing anti-pollution standards and a rule that would help clean up power plants and reduce carbon emissions from power plants. And they're baking the science to justify that result.
Well, you're not the only one saying that, but it would help us understand here. This has to do with particulate matter. These are these tiny microscopic pieces of matter that are in pollution from, say, coal plants that, when inhaled, can be harmful. The agency sets a standard which is considered safe for the amount of emissions of this particulate matter. But within that safe area, it also looks for health risks. This is what many in the Trump administration and the current head of the EPA, who was, by the way, a coal lobbyist, they are against. Why look for something that's dangerous within a safe level? But thankfully, somebody compared this to speed limits. So can you help us by understanding how that helps us understand why it's important to look for danger within a safe area?
Sure. I mean, people understand that it's usually safer to drive 30 miles an hour in, let's say, a residential area than it is to drive 60 miles an hour. But driving 30 miles an hour doesn't eliminate any risk that you might have an accident or run over a child, let's say, in a school zone. So, you know, there's no zero risk when it comes to driving. You know, drive slower speed limits, that's safer, but it doesn't mean that there aren't any risks. So the prevailing science is that there isn't, at least today, based on our scientific understanding, a safe level of exposure to fine particles. You know, the government has set an air quality standard that it wants to meet, and it wants to drive emissions down so we at least meet that air quality standard for fine particles. But that's not based on the idea that exposure to fine particles just below that standard is safe. The assumption, in fact, is, you know, the risk is the relationship between the exposure to fine particles and the death and disease that result from exposure to that pollutant is linear. And I can explain that with a simple example. If you're in a big metropolitan area and you have a given level of fine particle pollution and the science predicts that you'll get 300 premature deaths a year from exposure to that pollution. And then you cut that fine particle level by a third. The assumption today is that you would reduce those premature deaths by a third. So instead of 300, you'd have 200. Mm. Well, that's clearly better. It's not zero.
Mm. What would you like to see happen now? The agency seems to be headed to implementing this new equation, therefore predicting fewer deaths from this particulate matter, therefore enabling the Trump administration to overturn some climate change rules. What's another option?
So when it comes to science, the ends don't justify the means. The way you make decisions is very important. It's legitimate to ask the scientific question, is there some threshold of exposure to fine particle pollution where we don't see any health effects? That's a fair question to ask. So far, EPA hasn't been able to identify that, and the assumption is risks will decline as fine particle levels decline, but they aren't eliminated. Mm. You know, they're always there as long as we have fine particles in the air. So if the administration wants to challenge that science or review it, they have every right to do that. They should put it on a scientific track, provide for peer review, allow for public comment. This is what EPA does when it reviews the scientific assumptions behind health-based air quality standards. What they shouldn't do is, you know, rush to bake up some science so they can justify a rollback in a rule they don't like. That's not how you're supposed to do it. But the science on exposure to fine particles is very, very strong. It's based on decades of review. Even this administration isn't arguing that, you know, the standards in place that already aren't needed. You get tens of thousands of premature deaths nationally if you're above the current standard. And again, the assumption is just you can drive exposures below that standard, you'll have fewer deaths, but there'll still be thousands of them.
Yeah. That's Eric Schaefer, head of the Environmental Integrity Project. That's an environmental nonprofit, but he was an enforcement official with the EPA. Eric, thank you.
Thank you so much.